Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
John Harbaugh met with the media as the Ravens count down the Thursday night showdown with Cincinnati.
All right, good seeing everybody. Appreciate you guys being here. Obviously, short week. Right back at it. Cincinnati in front of us. Very important divisional game against a very good team. So we're looking forward to it, but we have a lot of work to do, and that's what we're on to today. So what questions do you have?
John, we saw that Ronnie and Mullen did not practice today. Anything significant? Any significant injuries with either one?
Not long term. I'd say day to day. Hopefully we'll get them to Thursday. There's a chance, and we'll see where we're at.
John, recognizing he's probably wants to be out there. It looks like Marcus Williams is having a hard time, wrapping up his left arm, especially. Are you concerned about a liability there, or just he's going to fight through and play?
Well, I think it's going to keep getting better as he gets more comfortable. He's got some limitation there with kind of the protection he's got on it right now, but as it gets stronger and it's getting stronger, he'll need less of that and give him a little more range of motion. So I think he's going to be just fine. He's moving around good, so he's a big part of what we're doing.
John, you guys have started fast pretty much every game this year, and then in the fourth quarter, I think it's kind of been the reverse. Is there anything there? It doesn't seem like there's any one trend or whatever, but have you identified anything there in terms of that?
Well, I think it's the National Football League. It's tough. It's a long season, and probably the story is we've started fast really every game. That's pretty unusual. If we had finished strong in every game, we'd be undefeated, which is what we'd like to be right now, but we're not. So those three games where we didn't finish the way we needed to, we lost. So that's kind of what we're working on right now, certainly. Looking at the details, like you said, within it, this, that, whatever the detail might be, that's part of the process. I mean, this thing is a journey. You're never set. I think we like to look at it and say, okay, this is what they are. This is what they are, and this is what they're going to be all year. It's like, no, every team is forging kind of the season as they go, and things happen. You get game plan, you don't play things great, you play things great, plays come up, plays get made, plays don't get made. It's the miracle of the National Football League. That's why everybody watches it. It's so exciting. So we just know what we got to work on right now to get better, and that's what we're working on. Probably two things. I mean, the one thing is the physical part of it, right, for the guys. I mean, that's just a big challenge. But they have to do it once a year, so they're up for doing it. They know it's coming. So our guys are ready to face that challenge and try to be their best Thursday. Then the mental part of it, being ready with the game plan and putting the game plan together, because we were right on the game plan today, right after the game. That's quick. But we felt like we were prepared as a coaching staff, and having a division, obviously a division opponent, is helpful with that.
Probably a cliche question jumping off that, but do you find that players like to get right back to work after a disappointing day?
I think they do when they have a Thursday night game. A lot of guys come in on a normal week, though. They'll come in and lift on Monday. They'll watch the tape a lot of times, even though it's their off day. So different guys do it differently.
Is there anything different about a Thursday night game from your guys' standpoint? Prime time, under the lights, that sort of thing, a little extra juice to it, or is that just us?
No, I think there is. I think they're excited about Thursday night. Thursday night's it's a primetime game. It's the only game on. It's a national TV game, on Amazon Prime. Is that right? Huh? So they'll be excited to play. It's a big deal.
John, I know you were asked yesterday about Mitchell not playing as much in the second half. Is there anything you can add to that? And just when you see how productive he is, that's kind of an understandable question to that he wasn't on the field a whole lot.
It's a very good question. I think it's something that's probably, as you look back on it, part of the process of getting a young guy in there, kind of working him into the game plan as part of the process as we go. I don't think we felt probably as an offensive coaching staff we're going to throw the whole game plan on him. And then those are kind of the plays that got called from the groupings that got called in the second half. Looking back on it, would we have wanted him out there more? Yeah, and I think that'll factor into this game plan. The way it got called, those plays weren't the ones that he was kind of scheduled for, So, I'll add Mark, he got two passes in the game. Is that what we want? Absolutely not. You want the ball goes where it goes sometimes, but we want the ball to go to Mark. So, I think that's also part of the kind of the dynamic as the season goes along, trying to work through those things.
John, you mentioned yesterday
Deshaun kind of getting elusive and getting out of the pocket was a disappointment. And when you had a chance to kind of digest the game, what did you kind of see? Was that, because it seemed like you guys were getting pressure. Was it over pursuit? Was it just, what happened?
Yeah, it's a great question. Almost sometimes it was basically we pressed the pocket too close to him, you know, and he was able to get away. We got a few holding calls when he tried to get out of there too, but, you know, then it's a little tough to tear off. So there's definitely a, you know, it's a fine line, you know, with a quarterback that strong and that good, broke a tackler too. We've got to do a better job of that. We have another one this week coming in who does the same type of thing, just a different way. But Joe Burrow's just as good as getting out of the pocket and making plays, so it's going to be a big point of emphasis.
How different do you think the Bengals are going to be Thursday compared to the first time you played them? Just, I mean, you mentioned Burrow, his mobility, you know, healthier. What do you see from them?
Well, I mean, yeah, they're 10 games in, 11 games in, whatever, and they're a different team. I mean, just like we are, just like every team in the league is. They've got, you know, he's healthier, other guys aren't. It's a different time.
John, from a coaching perspective, it's tough not to, with some of the late game stuff, to kind of question everything, and your guys trying too hard. Is there certain calls that we could do to try to change this? Like, how much do you put on yourself to try to kind of figure out the root of some of these late game issues?
Yeah, we look at the football, you know. You don't have time to dig into the psychology if that's what you're asking me for the root causes. Maybe there's some historical reasons for it. I'm not exactly sure, but we're just looking at the football, you know. So we fix the football. That's what we're doing. And our guys are good about that. We've got a very honest culture, very straightforward culture. You know, we don't gloss anything over. We all look at ourselves. We're in a partnership. That's how we look at it. It's pro football. You know, so the players and the coaches are in a partnership together to try to play the best we can, you know, coach the best we can, put the best performance out there that we can together. That's really how we do it. And I think that's part of the whole the process of the whole season, you know. So you can't panic. You don't get all upset about one game, you know, just like you don't get over happy about one game. And you kind of try to keep an even keel and keep moving, you know, straight ahead through the water. You know, they explained it, you know, that those are hard. Why they pump the clock, why they don't. We thought we were going to get a pump clock later when we took the delay of game. They had a guy on the field injured. They didn't pump the clock on that one. So, not sure.
Did you get an explanation on the crackback, what looked to be a crackback clock?
Not yet. Yeah, we sent it in. Hopefully we will. I saw it on tape.
All right.
It felt like yesterday, sort of the
you're trying to save me. You're trying to save me. I appreciate that. Yeah, all right.
Come on, sir.
It felt like the game kind of slowed to a crawl at times yesterday, just given the number of injuries and penalties and so forth. Can it be hard for an offense to stay in rhythm when it's?
Well, that's a good question. I just think you have to deal with it. You have to deal with it. There's a lot of delays. Part of football, I guess. All right, great. Thanks. Okay, appreciate it.